Making Barbados a Better Place, VOB 92.9 FM.
Turn me on to love. 6:34 in Barbados and Eastern Caribbean. Bajan rhythm and rhyme on VOB 92.9 FM. Yes, Bim Got Talent making it happy with happen and happy with Sluggy Dan. And I'm sure many of the people that Sluggy knows have come through Teen Talent as well. So we're kicking off this program saying happy birthday to Richard Stout from the entire team. And good evening, Sluggy Dan.
Yes, manners and respect, manners and respect. Greetings and salutations, my good brother. I hope that you are doing better today than you were yesterday, and I hope you do even better tomorrow, my brother.
Amen.
Yes, please. Welcome, Barbados, to your favorite show, Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. This is your boy, Uncle Sluggy, and I just want to say, as I say every Saturday, I really, really appreciate your love. It's crazy, like, I still don't believe it sometimes, that's the truth, but I really appreciate all the love the public has given me, especially on VOB, my young people, man, is very supportive, and I must say that I thank Barbados for that. Now we have a youngster that we can talk to today briefly, Christopher Mapp. He is a Barbados, he's a computer science major at UWI, and he's also an aspiring artist, and he's very young, which I find is an incredible thing. And like I said, you all know how much I value persons like Ronnie Dennis, well, rest in peace, my brother Dennis, Randy Eastman, Dwayne Grisette, Paul Clark. You all know there's a few people that I really, really value. If I see something, I pick it up. So when Ronnie throw the challenge to, you know, find different people, you know, and young persons who are doing varying things. They say, well, that's interesting. And he said, we could look at everything as Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, because Barbadian culture and young persons in computer science or young persons in robotics, that doesn't mean that they are not outstanding young people and, you know, can be showcased as well. So you want to big up Ronnie for always pushing me, because you always listen, always. So we want to welcome this young man, Christopher Mapp, to Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme for the first time. And we want to just wish him well in all his studies and all his endeavors. And I hope that he have a wonderful future ahead. And we also, we have coming up, we're going to be Chef Adrian Cumberbatch from Cook Caribbean. And Adrian Cumberbatch and I, we go way, way back. No matter how young to we look, you know, we go back probably almost 30 years. I mean, and it's crazy. You know, both of us in our 30s still. You know what I mean? Well, I'm out of my 30s. But both of us still in our 30s. And I know him that long. Very, very, from very, very young, playing hockey and Caribbean. And, you know, he left Barbados for a couple of years and went to Trinidad. But we shouldn't cry over that, because he went to Trinidad and they won several awards, especially gold at Gold Awards at many different things, and he was the team manager at a lot of those things. So we'll get to speak to him on that. He did 12 recipes for Christmas, so we'll get to speak to him about that as well. So we want to welcome Mr. Christopher Mapp and Chef Adrian to the show. Thank you very much for coming to Bajan Rhythm and Raymond, we really, really appreciate the good work that you are out there doing, you know, to make Barbados a culture that people want to come and visit. So, Mr. Christopher Mark, welcome to Bajan Rhythm and Rain. And Chef Adrian Cumberbatch, welcome to Bajan Rhythm and Rain. Good evening.
Good evening, Sluggy. Good evening. Ryan. Good evening. Thank you for having me on the show today.
Yes, no problem, man. No problem. We want to have you a lot, you know, we can get deep into that. But, you know, food is such an important thing, Adrian, boy, like Chef. Chef, isn't food is such an important thing, especially at this time. You know, food is comfort, food is medicine, food is also a culture, food is also things that we identify ourselves by as well. Right. You know, like everything is food, you know what I mean? Like sweet like sugar cake.
is it fuel?
you know what I mean? Yeah. So we can have a deep discussion with that for sure. And of course, you know, you love the youth, so Adrian, anytime I got my friends on here, especially my friends, I mean, apart from my industry people, my real friends, they always try to introduce different young people, you know, that doing things so they could got extra eyes, you know, extra ears. You know why we do this, bro? Like, to give the youth a better chance than we had to make it a little easier. So that way it's always, and that's my promise. And that was my promise to Ronnie too, you know what I mean? The challenge, and it's always make sure you bring someone young to showcase them, so we can have a talk quickly with Mr. Christopher Mark. Good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
Yes, please, we can hear you, bro. We can hear you. First, before we get into things, I just want to, you know, how are you doing, man? You know, it's Corona now, and y'all young people can't party after 12 when you're inside. So, are you asking a real question first? Get out the way. How is your mental health doing during this time? How are you, bro?
Man, I'm doing all right. Right now I'm on vacation from UE, so
sweet.
Just breezing our thing.
Yeah, that we're talking about. You know, you enjoy. You know, you enjoy this vacation for sure.
Yeah.
So how is your studies going, man? I want you to from you. If it's going hard or dread, let me know. If it's going easy and sweet, let us know as well.
Man, it's difficult, man, but it just got pulled through, you know?
Right, that way. Right, it's true. It's true. And I like that attitude. You know what I mean? If it's difficult, you pulling through, you pushing and going through.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes, that is spirit, buddy. You know what I mean? Huh? So listen, what is your major at UWI?
Right now, I'm currently studying computer science, my bachelor's degree.
Sweet. And what school? What school you came from? What school you represent? You came from which secondary school and which primary school?
I came from Wesley Hall and I came from Law School.
Big up Wesley Hall. I don't know what's happening. So much people from Wesley Hall. It's kind of people doing all right. This is crazy. I tell generations too, because I mean people that is over 40 and then people young yourself. What is your age, may I ask?
I'm 21. In a couple of weeks.
Well, January born too?
Yeah, for sure.
What day? January what?
18th.
Well, that we're talking about the 20th, it's 2 days after you. It's 2 days after bigger you. You're the good man. Yeah, it's true. So listen, why you choose computer science as your major?
Man, from young, I was always into technology, to be honest. So as well.
Oh, you're into technology. Yeah. I like that. So that means that going on later on, when you finish getting your degree and do your career, you can be looking at creating anything that we can use. So, you know, people creating apps these days, or people creating programs that could help people or whatever.
Yeah.
You're looking to use your computer science to help out in the future in any way?
Yeah, currently I create websites and stuff for assignments for school, so yeah.
Yeah, wait, pause on that, man. They doing things, like that, we can't escape over that. Like, you create websites?
Yeah.
So all these weeks, I don't know that?
Yeah, I'm still learning though. I ain't an expert yet.
So you don't create them?
Train. I still got, you know, little difficulties and things.
Oh, so that's good. So tell me, right, as best as you can, You see, you're still learning. What was the difficult part about creating websites?
If one part of the code ain't working, the website ain't gonna work. That's best I can explain it.
If the code is not working.
Yeah, like when you creating website itself.
Okay. So coding is code. No, that you mentioned coding, I must say this. It does show to the very funny point how important coding is, and it got to show to the NTA. So thanks for that, Ali Hoop, as we call it in basketball, Chris. The NTA.org.bb, Barbados, you can visit NTA.org.bb. They have courses on coding, and coding is a very important thing. And they Google and they're researching jobs all over the world. Coding is usually one of those jobs that's come up that'd be quite easy to get a lot of places. So big up to the NTA.org.bb for doing courses in coding, and the courses are free. And I must say that again, Barbados, the courses are free. Yeah, so Christopher Mapp, a young man. Got me, right, sorry. Christopher Mapp, a young man, just 20 years old, Barbados. He's a computer science major, and he's an aspiring artist as well. I just want to salute you, Chris. I just want to salute you for a young man doing such great things. You say already into creating websites. You say you are still learning, but we still think that's admirable that you're at least making an attempt to learn something, you know what I mean? Increase and improve your knowledge. So we must salute that at such a young age. No, we spoke about you being a science major at UWA, 20 yeah. years old. No, we see you release a track and you decided to step in the entertainment arena. Which is admirable. So thanks for bringing music, because I really enjoy music, and I really enjoy music from the young people especially. So I just want to thank you for bringing out art during this time. But I got to ask, why you decided, because you know you're studying, you say it hard, but you're getting through, or you can make sure you get through no matter how hard it is. But despite that fact, why you still decided to see me, I'm going to bring out a song.
Well, going to Lodge, I was always into music. It was a school band, used to play trumpet. And I get influenced by my friends, you know, Cairo, big up to Cairo, Ben, Sean. And it really inspired me to get into the music industry.
Oh, sweet, sweet. I love that. And it's good. It's good when you got positive friends, bro. So big ups to your friends for sure. So you started doing, you playing trumpet. That's good as a brass musician as well. You know, you play Frank Sharn in the police band, 16 years. So shout out to the police band. So fairly qualified, you know, and most people always consider extremely qualified about brass. Now, brass, playing an instrument is really help you as a musician. You understand? Because your ears is helping increase your ears, because your ears can be sharper than the average person, for sure.
For sure.
Yeah, you understand? And then you understanding intonation, which is like transitioning from one note to the next. You understand harmonics and harmony, all the things which you have to, because you're playing a brass instrument. You understand? So what I want you to just tell me one thing you love about, you had like about playing the brass. Especially the trumpet.
I learned a couple different songs when I was in the band. Yeah.
That's another good point, Chris. That is also, and I'm glad you mentioned that. So you want my young people to hear this, because playing an instrument, no, what you are speaking about there is being forced to learn other genres, because you're playing trumpet. So let's say you're the fan of rap and you only like rap, right? If you're playing trumpet, you can't just play rap, because you got to play with the band playing, or you got to play with the instructor or the teacher you to play.
True.
So
You understand?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So straight away, that forces you to listen to different genres and learn to play different genres, which would be extremely helpful when you're writing songs. Now, this song you have that you can play for us, Love Letters. Why, yeah. Why that topic? Why the topic Love Letters? And why did you decide at your young age, 20 years old, what do you know about love to be singing about love, young man?
Man, everybody is good through relationship problems, and I feel like
what
if people...
Wait, hold on. Ronnie is bad. Ronnie, you hear this? At 20 years old, he's rapping, and he's talking about relationships problems at at 20 years old. I wonder if when Ronnie was 20, if he was rapping about heartaches and
heartbreaks. Of course. I had a track called My Love. I had a track called My Love's Gone on the instrumental of I Wanna Be Your Man by Roger on the Reprise label.
Listen, so you watch about 20 years old, Ronnie. Like, he's 20 now, and he's rapping about that.
But remember, LL Cool J dropped it in 1987 on Bigger and Deafer with a song called I Need Love on Def Jam.
Yes.
When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall, and in the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call, telling me I need a girl who's as sweet as a dove. For the first time in my life, I see I need love. There I was. Boom, 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 ta, boom, boom, ta. That's the first official love rap to break through, you know. So, of course, you can sing it. Listen, the love that teenagers have is different from the love that adults in their late 20s and mid 30s have.
Just can't ask about 40s
and 50s. So, and if we don't recognize how young people feel and the type of what they see as love they experience, then we can't adequately understand why the emotion is so raw and deep and extreme to the point where they may harm themselves, you know, and make choices that could have been different if somebody listened to them, heard them, and was able to give them some advice from experience, you know.
No, listen, that's the real, what you just said there is extremely real, and it's just coincidentally, I asked you about if you sang about love at that age.
Yeah, man.
You know, just trying, oh, and it's the fact you were 20, he's 20, no singing, so you can totally relate, which I can't. And then you went deeper when you're saying, we must allow the young people to express themselves, and we must also understand how they express themselves with love so they won't end up hurting themselves.
It's true.
And to be honest, like, my mind wasn't even there, but that is such a salient point because, as we can see, it happens a lot.
Well, I'm a father with 5 children, 3 daughters and 2 sons. So it's different for the daughters and different for the sons, but you still have to hear. And even if they don't live with me now, the fact is, they know who they can call, because I did a lot of things there. I did a lot of things their age I would not encourage them to do now that they are the age I was then, for sure.
Ah, nice. So, Chris, you were saying, so Ronnie was speaking about allowing the young people to express themselves. You were saying that does doing this music, does it help you express yourself? If so, how are you able to express yourself through music? Is it the lyrics? Is it the singing? Is it the recording process? Just tell me, how are you able to express yourself? Quite like that point, Ronnie, Mr. Clark.
Mainly the lyrics. Mainly lyrics of my songs. I try to relate it to what I went through already.
I get you. So you try to make it feel as real as possible, or as close to you as possible.
Yeah, and I know that they got a lot of people that go through the same thing, so some people can relate.
That's a fact. And that is good that you're so young and aware, because that's helped us, with dealing with whatever we're trying to express, like what Ronnie was saying, be able to express yourself so you won't hurt yourself. Like, that's helped us knowing that, listen, other people might be able to relate to this. And the fact that we, when they say we meet us creators, whether it's Adrian, whether it's Chef Adrian, with creating new dishes, that's his creation, really express himself, whether it's Ronnie on ear or Ronnie write music as well, whether it's me creating whatever I create, you know, is we'd be fortunate to have that outlet.
So I think that's a good lesson for people listening to here today, Christian, especially young people, you know, like find whatever it is that you like doing and use it to express yourself. You say that you when you do your music, use your lyrics, use your words to express yourself. No. When writing this song, explain the writing process to me with this song Love Letters. It would be interesting to hear a 20-year-old's perspective on a song called Love Letters and the writing process. Because for me, when I'm writing a song, my mind is beware I am writing the song. So I want to know your process writing a song like this.
Well, to be honest, I did not write it. I actually freestyle it. Like the first thing that cut in my head, and once it made sense, I punching.
And punching, Barbados and mayonnaise. Mm-hmm. Punching is technical talk, recording talk. So I take it when you say punching, you mean you doing the punching in or you go to a studio?
Yeah, I record my own music. I got me, well, have my own mic, I go get another one now. But yeah, I record.
Well, sweet. So this song here, Love Letters, you record your vocals yourself.
Yeah, I'm a partner on the song too.
Right, and so shout out your partner then. Let us know who your partner is, how old he is, and what part he played in this song.
Kimar Bang. He currently studying overseas.
Nice.
He went to school with me, law school too.
Yeah, bigger law school. What he studying, may I ask?
I actually can't remember. Wait, he doing basketball.
You're horrible.
Become a basketball player.
Forget what you were studying. bigger, his name is Kimar Bang.
Yeah.
And how old you say he is?
20.
20 and overseas studying basketball. You know you want to talk to him for sure. So you know you got it. You know you have to give me the plug.
Yeah, I want him to come, but yeah, I'll practice.
No, Dan, listen, we have a whole year. And Bigger City NTI and NTI love the young people especially, and they are boarding me. Right through, you understand? So you could guarantee because of the NTI and Starcom, I got a home for a good while, thank God, for the young ones. You understand? So he ain't have to fear not being able to make it today. We got many more Saturdays we can fit in. But I just want to pay a special attention to him now and salute him. And he's doing basketball. And, you know, especially he's a Bajan. And from all of us here at Starcom, we wish you all the best, Kimar Ben, and go over there and do your absolute best and make all of us proud. Big ups to Kimar Bang, who on the track. This track is Love Letters. I want Ronnie to give us a hearing now before we let you go. And then the rest of the evening, is us and Chef Cumberbatch. We can dig in. But Chris, I just want to say that before Ronnie give what the track, I just want to wish you all the best at UWA. And I'm sure I can speak on behalf of Starcom Network and NTI that we wish you nothing but the best in studying your computer science. And our only hope is that when you learn what you learn and do what you do, you at least use it to help at least one other person, you know, and carry on this tradition of positivity and love. And I love that you're a young man, but you're doing positive things because you could be doing anything else, brother. You understand? Yeah. You could be anywhere else. You could be doing anything else, but you choose your time and energy to focus on music and your studies that you are doing, staying positive. So that's why, you know, on a real, like, I really appreciate my young man on that positive path, because that's what you hear. You say to try to steer them on a positive path. So we wish you all the best, buddy. We can take a listen to your song now, Love Letters, VOB 92.9 FM. This is Beat Rhythm and Rhyme. This is the young people's music. Let's listen to the lyrics and the music and take a listen to Love Letters. Mr. Clark, you ready? Just paging, Mr. Clark is running in. Running in, give me the signal when he's ready. So, your partner Chris, you and him was doing music the same length of time.
No, I think he got into it a little bit before me, like professionally.
Yeah, guys, I got the song on, and you're talking on top of it. So just ease off and let's hit the track, okay?
No
Go, sorry, buddy.
Should I tell you how I feel or just go keep it all inside? Is you gon' beat it to the end? Is you really down to ride? Man, you really had me tripping, cause true love is hard to find. Cause to me, you really matter, all business go to the side. Man, I cannot even trip, cause you got my heart for real. Baby, just come over and tell me just how you feel. You was the one by my side when they had a meal. A clean heart, man, you know I was a deal. Baby, tell me, is it you or is it this is talking? Either you gon' hold me down and put me in a coffin. I know you had some patience, feeling like you lost it. I'm in my feelings, now I'm getting nauseous. Been having trust issues, I know you confused. They wanna see me down, so they spread their news. Been playing games, now you changing rules. Been playing games, now you changing rules.
You say love matters. How you gon' trip and I wrote you love letters? I be doing the most and you steady complaining. You don't even be listening to what I'm saying. I be trimming all the grass just to see the snakes. You always saying that you real, but you really fake. Gotta stack up all on that bread, gotta fill my plate. If you wanna tell me something, then say it to my face. I don't even be in the mood to write songs. You say you was gonna stick around. Look at me now, stuck in the ground. I don't even know how to get out. But let's get back on track. This would've never happened if you were staying in contact. You gotta study the cheese like a mole rat. Teachers never told me in school I had to learn that. I just really wish you were staying communicate. You got a problem, you gon' be catching bait. You say I'm a dog, I'm ready to be tame. You switching lanes, you say you would never change. You say love matters. How you gon' trip and I wrote you love letters? I be doing the most and you steady complaining. You don't even be listening to what I'm saying.
Feel like you always right. I will never do something to hurt you or just out of spite. I really want you and I really need you in my life. I made mistakes but that don't mean you always gotta lie.
Don't wanna be the reason why you always cry at night. Cause you know I'm getting old. I'm on the road to achieving my goals. Being lost and knocked up for your soul. Married to the money, I swear I never fall.
Love letters, and we're live on, of course, Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. And rhyme, certainly evident in the work there. Well produced, well put together. Proper video will expand the impact a bit more, but that's good. It's good work.
Yes, yes, I agree. I agree totally. That is good work. That is good work, Chris. Good work, like Ronnie said. Good production. I like the production. I like the lyrics. It's good work, you know, man. So congratulations on putting out a good piece of work, my brother.
Yeah, thanks a lot, and thanks for having me as well. Thanks for the opportunity.
That's no problem, bro. That's no problem, go. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Wonderful, wonderful job this evening. And like I said, we wish you all the best going forward and continue being a good role model for other young people to follow. Salute to you, my brother. Thanks for coming out to Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. Have a great night. Now, Barbados, and shout outs to the NTI, and they have some messages here for Adrian. As soon as Adrian comes, we have Adrian for the next half. You have Adrian for the next half hour. You see, so I want to say that Adrian is good people. Adrian, you work at the BYAC.
The Barbados Youth Advance Corp, yes, and with by Matt. Did some classes with them last year, just before the lockdown in February.
Sweet, sweet, nice, nice. And that message is from Miss Allison Leacock. You know, she said you're a wonderful gentleman, so you showed
up. Hi, Allison. she's a wonderful lady.
She told me to see her. She told me to tell you hi for her. She's listening.
Hello. Hello. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you, Allison.
Yes, yes. Yes, you talked about beautiful lady. People, yes, you were enrolled in the course being done at BYMAT. Nice. Yes, Yes,
that's wonderful. Is such good. It's so good, Adrian. Man, you could be doing something. You're doing it to benefit others.
And it
turns out that the people are pleased, because that's where the most fulfilling and the joys come from. You know, you're doing something, you know, to see the youth happy, but then it turn out good too.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. There's no better feeling like that in the world, bro.
Generational wealth and knowledge.
Yes.
We have to share what we learn for the youth. That's the only way that they can strive forward and press and carry on our legacy, is by, you know, passing the information that we got by traveling the world or working, or by your four parents, your grandparents, give you that information and passing it on, you know, how to survive. Survival.
So listen, and that word you just called, survival, that's a honest and real discussion. Because when it comes to food and, like, chef, we honestly don't know how the world is turning. We don't know what is going to happen, the unpredictability of how today is going.
For sure.
And that's one of the reasons what making you see a survival, because that is some, you know, it's pick up on words. That is some strong words to use. Survival. Right. That means, listen. Look at this as something to keep you alive. That's how we interpret it when you say survival. That is how you maintain.
Yes, and especially your man previously, Mr. Christopher Mack. Like, he's going into he's studying computer science. So that is gonna be his forte. So he has to knock that iron right through. He has to survive all through. And when I say survival, it's hardship. You're gonna go through elements in life that is going to be very difficult paths. So you have to survive all. And the more he gets, this is where now us as adults give, as Roddy mentioned with his children, that he would not let them do what he did when he was 20, 21. The same thing with my kids, because I've been through that and I could tell them it doesn't make sense. You do that. You know, you don't stop them from having their dreams. But that's where you could guide them and make it shorter and make it the expectation, give them the expectations of what could happen, what is going to happen if you continue to be on that right path of whatever you want to do, whether it be computer science, you want to be a chef, you want to be agriculture, whatever it is, you know, you have to be consistent with it. Be consistent. You may see a young person they're selling a bottle of hand sanitizer, and they in 6 months they get fed up and want to sell, let's say, you know, Lysol, but they're not consistent with they change with the tide. So you have to be consistent. My business mentor always keep telling me every week we meet, consistency, keep being consistent, because as we grow, as we see different things in life, youngsters, you want to try different things. We call that exploring, right? And right now in the world of pandemic, the exploration has a big exclamation mark on it, because it's difficult right now, especially for young persons who want to go overseas and study, what they have to go through. Even before it was difficult, and now with COVID-19 and everything is even more challenging. By all means, getting paperwork, getting the proper documentations, going through channels, making sure that you're not sick before you travel, spending extra money, finances in a hard economic times, is very difficult, no matter what career you have. So that's the survival. You gotta survive right now. Like, I always ask, if the country shuts down tomorrow for another 2 weeks, what you have saved, can you survive for 2 weeks? Or let's say one more month, can you survive a total shutdown of the economy because of COVID?
Personally, that is a real honest question, because I honestly don't know. So I can have a front. I tell you, so put my mind somewhere else as well.
You gotta look at it. No, we watch the world news and see Omicron and this Florona, all sort of thing coming from overseas. Our borders are still open. So that's where young people need to take in the grasp of what is happening around the world as, again, that is survival. We all are influenced by what's happening around the world. So that's where it comes on, even back to survival. So yeah. Let's say it, God forbids, knock on wood, it becomes a pandemic that we have to come down and say, okay, the honorable prime minister have to come and say, guys, we have to close for 2 weeks. We got to survive. We got to shut down, stop all movements. And we know the only thing that was open were the survival things. Hardware stores, bread,
yes,
groceries, the main essentials, hospitals, clinics, stuff like that, the essentials to survive. So then when you look at it, and I have grown in the last 2 years mentally thinking like, you know what, Adrian? Yes, for my business, I've lost. We have definitely dropped revenue and a lot. We have had to let go of staff to reduce numbers, not in order to keep afloat, because it's not the same. It's not the social. Yeah. Remember, like for me, I'm a chef, so catering, weddings stop, parties stop. All the gathering stuff that you could say that crop over, all this extra revenue earning incomes, all that has stopped. So how do we survive? And then a lot of youngsters come to me like schools are closed now.
Yes.
No, it is very difficult now to meet for chef to learn to cook or to go and teach a bartender. Maybe have to do one-on-one classes, but it's very difficult for persons to do that. Especially again, Corona has that.
One-on-ones is extremely time consuming.
Correct. And one-on-one, honestly, and one-on-one be more expensive than if you have 10 persons, you know.
Far more expensive.
Oh.
No, bro. Like that is real, bro. So like the fact that, and well, the good thing about food, right, chef, is that food is nutrition, which is life, but food is also art, which is also life.
Right.
It's so that what you call it, culinary art.
Culinary arts.
So food is both. Go ahead.
We, on average, eat 3 meals per day.
Yes. Right? Yes.
7 meals per week. That's 7 days a week. That is 21 meals per week. Multiply that by 52. That's over 1,000 meals per year that you're one have to feed yourself per year. Whoa. Just for the basic survival, right?
Whoa.
Imagine you have a family of 4. Our family of 5, our family of 6.
Yes, which is very real and practical, because they do. Correct. You understand? My kids plus my family.
So that you got kids, you may go ahead and do 5 meals per day. So then we over 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 meals per year.
No, that's a fact.
When you look at it.
But I never studied the numbers. That's crazy. Yeah,
no, I always got to say number, because then when you put in your body, if you put 50% of bad foods, of that figure into your body for the year. That's where you have Barbados who carry a lot of NCDs. You got the hypertension, and high cholesterol, and high blood pressure, and stuff like that. And especially eating a lot of fried foods.
That way we become what we eat. Correct. Like so much, but you never studied like that, bro. Like your numbers, that's crazy.
Yeah, I prepare meals. Right? So you got to understand when you're preparing meals, and that all lends to what we call food costs. Managing your costs at home, you know. It always chicken, everything raised.
Fact.
I shop in the grocery every single day, 7 days a week. I always in the groceries, supermarkets. You can buy this, right? And one day you may see something for $11.99. You swing around, come back, that's $17.99. You know, for instance, a box of gloves was 2.5 years ago. You could get a nice 100-pack box of gloves for $18, you know. Right now, box of gloves $65, $66.
No, listen, right? We put a pin there. So, Ronnie, I'm so glad we have a person who is do this for a living. Where you could speak on the actual cost, because that comparison you just made is incredible, from $18 to 60 something. But when you speak about survival just now, I just want to take a quick pause
to shout out the NTA again. And we have a student here, just take a minute. She did another 20-year-old young lady. Her name is Nariba. So we want to shout out. So welcome, Nariba. She's in Canada right now. She's in Canada right now, I believe. Meaning is maybe the young play hockey. You know, you get a cut trouble, you say, give you send me to Halifax and back.
Yeah.
To be right. Like she's the actual Halifax.
Yes. Oh, nice.
This young lady, about 20 years old, and she's a nursing assistant and continuing her studies now. So just wants to look another young Barbadian doing great. But she decided to do a NTI course where you talk about survival, you know, and improving your knowledge and so on. I just felt I had to bring her on here today to hear, because you know it's hard to say, well, yes, people doing the courses, you understand, or people doing this, but when you bring actual persons that actually do them, you know, to make the stories real, and it's helped increase credibility to if you being real. So Nariba, I want to thank you so much for coming on Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme today. And I just want to ask you first before we go on, how is the cold?
The cold is terrible.
It's terrible. Like, that's the honest truth, the cold is, it made you appreciate home a lot now.
Yeah, a lot, honestly.
Adrian, that cold, yeah. Adrian, will met yourself.
What, Nariba, what is the current temperature there now?
Let me check my phone.
The cold, Adrian. Go ahead, Nariba.
Minus 10.
Wow.
This is Barbados, boy. It was only about 2 weeks ago. It came from snow to here. And like 2 days before it come back in the river. Then again, you know, goes online a lot. But like 2 days before it come back, I was like, yo, listen, right? Anybody in this course say they come to study. If a young person out here said, well, I can study, you know, you can beat the books. And you dreading that call, it got to salute you, because it's a different mental strength you have to have. Where because the call literally could kill you.
Killing
me. Like,
yeah, literally. So when that you're making that threat, I salute one here, because when a far braver than me, it could only go for a little 2 or 3 weeks, come back home. But you want Spanish, and sometimes it'd be cold for 5 or 6 months straight. It's gonna be crazy. So salute you. I want to ask you, why you decide to do an NTI course?
Right now I'm on vacation, so at first it was just a bit of pastime. But as I get into it, I realized that I could really benefit from this course that I'm doing in the long run.
I love your honesty about that. I love that you admit that at first it passed the time, but then you say you could benefit. Yes, please. Yes, buddy.
That's Nariba.
Yes, please.
What is the name of the course that you're doing?
It's Beginner Sign Language.
Oh, beginner, so nice.
Okay. Nice. So why out of all the courses, because like I say, you're a nursing assistant at your profession. Yeah. But why you decide to go into something the opposite? Why you decide to learn sign language?
It's a bit personal because this could complement my career right now, and it's an asset in the long run for a lot of the things.
Go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
I have some clients that are hearing impaired, and I'm not able to communicate with them as I would like to. So there's no, I could, basically.
Oh God, that's so wonderful. That's so wonderful here.
Very impressive.
Like very, very impressive. Young lady and Miss Lee Cock is listening, and I'm sure she'd be so impressed with you that you took it upon yourself. You know, it wasn't forced by anyone. You took it upon yourself. You see what? Listen, if many come across more clients that you know might be hearing impaired or whatever, and you want to communicate efficiently, because you just want to be able to, because you could get through, you could bluff your way through it, or you know they gotta get the water, you know you have to get in medication, you know that they have to take a bath, but that'd be more you dictating than you communicating.
I want to be able to have a conversation.
Having a conversation, that's interesting. That what made you
what made you think about it like that? Like, made you say, well, listen, doing this, I want to be able to communicate. I want to have a conversation, sorry. Not just communicate, not just telling what to do or understand what they want. I want to be able to have a conversation with them. What made you want to do that, Nariba?
Because I just remember how I have other clients too that I'm able to communicate with, and sometimes I communicate with these clients and the others that can't communicate, just there, you know? So that just made me feel like if there's something I could do about it, why not do it?
You know, like that's very admirable. Like, being extremely real, that's very admirable. So you plan to do more courses with the NTA. How did you find like and then want you being I want you real? How do you find navigating online and then doing the course? How was that process?
The process is great because I'm able to do it on my own time.
Okay.
Yeah. Able to log in when I want to, when I have the time to pick up where I left off.
I like that. So you like the online platform. Is there anything you could think of right now that we can do to improve it? You like the platform right now, you like that you can move at your own pace. So you please so far?
Yes, please, definitely.
Well, that's good. And you doing more courses, so, and you overseas studying, so please don't be a stranger to the show. And you're a very articulate young lady. You know, you're well spoken and you explain yourself very well. So I would love to extend an invitation to you to have you on the show sometime again in the near future as you continue studying your courses as well as your study you are doing in Canada and the whole experience being a, you know, a Belgian black girl in Halifax. Yes, but all the real Nariba, wonderful job. And thank you for thank you for signing on to NTA.org and doing the course, and thank you for agreeing to come on here and speak about it, man, and we wish you all the best. And like I said, please don't be a stranger and keep up the great work.
Thank you. Yes, you're most welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Nariba on VOB 92.9, 20-year-old young lady in Halifax, Canada. She's a nursing assistant going on to study nursing, and she did sign language course with NTA.org.bb. She did sign language to help improve. And Nariba, Allison said, congrats to you as well. I must put that in there. Truly impressed. Yes, that's true, Allison. I am honestly impressed with her. And the reason she do it was on her own. You know, it wasn't coerced. And she said the reason why she wanted to do it is to be able to communicate better with her clients, you know, with her patients. And if we have a young lady, you know, a young nurse thinking like that at 20 years old, you know, and the NTA was able to help her in any way, Allison, Miss Leacock, I would say that is a huge win for us, a huge win for her, and an even bigger win for Barbados. So salute the NTA and salute Nariba. No, Mr. Kamabash, because Barbados, yes, I want Barbados to know this is just part one, because we talking about food, so he can be back again. This land Barbados know the early. No, food is such a big thing when it comes to culture. And you're a man that experienced different cultures in depth. So you experienced Caribbean Trinidad culture with food. And you experienced your Belgian culture with food because you're born here, work in Trinidad, you know, manage the Trinidad team. So what would you say is the difference between how Trinidad prepare and how they look at food and how they enjoy food, how they eat their food, what, and us in Barbados? Do they eat more of the family? Do we not eat more of the family? Do they eat more foods than us? Do we not experiment with food enough? What are, you would say, there's a few of the differences between Trinidad and food and Barbados and food.
You have to go back in history, right?
Yes, take us.
You have to go back in history. Trinidad and Tobago has a lot of different cultures, from the Indian, the indentured laborers, African slaves, the Caribs, the Arawaks, the Portuguese, the English, the Spanish, the French. Remember, those islands changed a lot of hands, right? And Barbados, we had, we had the English. Obviously, we just came out under the English. We have Spanish influence too, a little bit here too as well. We have the Caribbean. A lot of Vincentians, Lucians come up from different islands. So in Trinidad, with the multiculture, a lot of food is a lot of street food. A lot of spices came down from India. Mm. A lot of shoes came down from Africa. And then, in Trinidad, you get the dogla, you get the mix, where yes. you get African mix from India. Or
Indian. Mm-hmm.
And you get the dogla mix. So then everything married. Obviously, now, if you have Indian descent and African descent in a household, various meals are going to come down, right? So you got to fulfill your palate. You got to fulfill what you know and what you love. So, and then when they get kids, those children now take the recipes from both and carry on that legacy, and they marry into again, take that legacy down, right? Barbados is ruled by Britain. We have a lot of, and then our economy is driven on tourism. So we have a lot of flavorful food, not too heavy on the spice, like pepper. Bajans don't tend to like a lot of hot some. Don't let a lot of hot food or a lot of spicy food. You find that a lot in Trinidad and Tobago, a lot of, because the spices and the jeera and the garam masala and the curry powders, different things like that, you know. In Guyana, you know, they do the cassari, which is come from the cassava. They do that stew for the Amerindians, and the culture, like cuckoo. You cannot give a Trinidadian a cuckoo that our national dish. We can't give it that. Yes, you can, but they know cuckoo as set. And you cut it in squares, and you put it on a plate, and you have it. Beijing, we know, as it done, whisk, and stir the cuckoo stick, the butter, the okra slush, and things like that, that coming straight in the plate. And then with the sauce and stuff like that on top of it, the Creole sauce with the flying fish, with the onions, and garlic, and thyme, and, you know. You use ketchup because we had a fancy tomato sauce and thing back then, right?
So they won't eat their cuckoo softly ours.
No,
it has to set.
And that's
interesting.
Grenada's national dish is oolong, right? In Grenada, they don't stir the oolong pot. They build it in layers. In Trinidad, they stir the oolong. Both taste great, but there's always a kind of war between Trinidad and Grenada in terms of food, like how to cook oolong, but I will always give it to Grenadians because that is their national dish. That is how they do it. You know, they build and they come up the callaloo, the chicken, everything that remaining in the pot. I remember as slaves, we got what was remaining from the slave owners. So we had to create, our foreparents had to create and eat and survive. It's survival. So when we're in the fields and we see the yams and the provisions, we plant in dashing, we plant in sugar cane, we had to eat to get a lot of energy. And then that's how we get to learn a lot about herbal plants and try a different thing where we're out in the field. And that passed on from, so they're like jug with all the ends and meats that remaining from Christmas. You know, with the peas and stuff like that from the plantation, we got pick peas and shell them and stuff like that. So most of our dishes come from true slavery. And a lot has changed in the world right now. The economy has changed coming to all those years. Persons go to work more, they get families, they're at work a longer period, like let's say 7, they gotta leave home by to beat traffic, you gotta leave home by 6:37 in the morning. When you finish work, you don't wanna leave work because traffic go to the roads. So then when you get home or you pick your kids up from school, the fastest thing you're gonna do is get them fast food. Because I ain't get home, I cook. Tell me get home, I'm tired, I gotta clean chicken, but it's love. You gotta look back at your grandmother who just stand hours to ensure the whole family is fed. You know, support local farmers by like watch your pockets in terms of spending, especially in 2022. You know, you don't want to spend too much. Again, When I was younger, my grandmother used to be so happy to see a big chicken for $8, for $6 to get a medium-sized chicken. Now you got to pay $20, $21, $22, a large carrying up to $30 for a chicken, right? However, it is cheaper to buy that whole chicken in this economy right now to feed a family of four than to go and buy four snack boxes. So you could spend $40, you could spend $50 in grocery and get chicken with rice and a nice salad for inside there. So, you know, feed your family for carrot food next day. You know, inside called, you get chicken for $25. Some chicken factories give you two for $25, $26. A bag of rice is $3 or less. You need a big bag of rice because rice is you, a staple that is you. Or you go down in the Brevin market or Cheapside market and to get some potatoes or yams, or if you got a neighbor that growing these things, you know, exchange. And you find a nice meal. You got the basics home in your cupboards. And you can spend $50 if you're a family of five or six and 50 barbecue sauces.
Nice. I love that. So listen, so when you created these 12 recipes.
12 recipes price, of Christmas.
Yeah, did you consider price? Tell us about this the project you did, the 12 recipes. Why you choose these 12 recipes and did you have to consider price?
12 recipes of Christmas is my sugar dumpling. You know, I created this last September and I wanted to bring to the Barbadian public on television fun recipes that you could use for Christmas or even after Christmas. Because the 12 days of Christmas is usually start on Christmas Day going forward, right? So these recipes, and I made a ham bone soup. I made a ham bone soup recipe that could have fed 12 persons. And if I spent $23, I spent a lot.
Right, so that one, we can talk about that one, because the rest, you can come back and we can talk about the rest. Ladies and gentlemen, like I said, this is just part one. We're going to talk about all of those recipes, so you're going to be hearing a lot from Chef Cumberbatch. But the ham bone one, before we go, tell us about that one, because that number that you just called, that's what you remember you saying on television. You said this recipe here and these ingredients, these could feed 12 person serving agent, which I think is phenomenal. And like you said, it's under $30, I think you said.
Yeah, $30 to spend, because two pots of split peas.
Right, go ahead and explain. Go ahead.
Two plastic of split peas. I had a ham bone from Christmas, so now you're stretching your dollar. You understand? You're not turning away because I can add flavor down the pot. And then you two plastic of split peas, pumpkin. I had sweet potatoes in there. I had potatoes inside there. You don't need much, half pound or pound potatoes. It's not expensive. Garlic, onion, some thyme, and marjoram, I think that I picked from the garden. And let us boil them, and then dumplings with some flour. I use a cup of flour and I get 15 dumplings. You know, because you want to eat in moderation too. You don't want to be gluttonous. I got a big bowl of soup in an ice cream.
No, but that's still a belly full for everybody still.
Yeah, you have a meal.
That's real peas, bro. That's real potatoes. And that's enough dumpling. A cup of flour, like you said. How much dumplings do you get?
15. And your grandmother then would tell you to drink a glass of water and go to bed. Because that's it for night. You ain't pulling in the fridge again for the rest of the night. You understand? No, so,
and after that, you know, water is for you. So after you drink that, after you eat that water, then
You know, you say your grace before meals, grace after meals, and you move forward. Look at the next day. And a lot of people don't like to cook because meals in place. You have to be in the kitchen. You have to be organized. You see, meal preps is very easy. You know, get your kids involved. Get your kids to cut the onions. Get your kids to cut the garlic. Get your kids to cut the cucumbers. When they get old enough that they can handle a knife to cut meat, in our classes teach kids butchery. And they can understand how to take the leg off to the joints and you cut the chicken down there and understand how you season the chicken. And then they start to work with the stove, because you don't want the kids at home alone playing with the stove, because safety too is number one, right? And get your kids involved in cooking. My son's helped me. I got a business with my son. He's 14 years old. He's selling rotisserie chicken and chips. He helps me at night. I hire him. I give him $100 a week, right? So after I work during the day, he comes in at night. I make sure the kitchen is clean, mop the floor, pack away all everything, give him that responsibility. Nice. And then he earns income that I don't have to give him again in school because he can get another cent after that. You work for your school money. And you don't have to go nowhere right now. So I use what I have here in my kitchen for them to understand, look, this is where you earn an income. You have to work. So you were in night shift. We finished. When they come in the morning, my kitchen crisps. It's clean. It's good. And that's my son. So I don't think it would be considered child labor. But I'm just teaching him the ropes. The as you would say, I don't know if you use the word as a businessman, but the hustle to buy what you want. You know, he would take it because he loves cricket. He want to play cricket for the West Indies. So he purchased cricket bat or pair of cricket shoes. So you buy what you want and teach it from early, you know. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. Train up a child in the way he should go.
Should grow.
When he is old, he will not
depart from it.
Yeah, Simple. It doesn't take rocket science, right? And we as a society needs to get our young men to cook and be the man in the house. You know, when you come home, say to your lady, come from work, you get and you cook a nice sauteed cabbage with some chicken strips and, you know, wrap it in a tortilla wrap. Mm-hmm. I need this for you tonight with a salad, you know, and make her feel nice. And go from there, you know, just get because food, music, culture, you cannot go to a restaurant, a high-end restaurant, any restaurant without music. Even Oysters is entertainment. You must have entertainment. Even back in the days of slaves. And you can see dancing around the fire. Yes. You understand? And they're dancing around the meal and they're chanting and they're cheering and everybody's happy.
And listen, and when the food good, when the food good, the music is good. Men be drunk at the bar and the party is be good. And that how it was back in the day. That how men survived cutting cane, that how men survived the crops in the slavery. Men to make the own wine, bro. Men to make the own alcohol, ferment vegetables in slavery days, Adrian.
It's like to listen to this, right? Think about it.
Yes.
This guy sailed from Spain to England. Back in the 1600s, 1500s, we didn't know electricity only happened a couple hundred years ago, right?
Truth.
What did they use? Because they had over 100 persons on a ship coming. So they had to feed these people, and especially the captain and the crew, and keep them alive. What did they use to preserve their food coming across? You know, you ever talk about it? They had a fridge to put in the freezer or put out two lamb legs in deep freeze. We can't Barbados.
It's true. A lot of
times,
they
had to use preservatives.
You know, you use salt a lot.
And the same alcohol, you know, and like when they're taking the sugar or the molasses back up to France and Spain after all those days and months at sea in the barrel, it started for me. That's how these guys know. That's where the culture come in. That's where the love. It doesn't just happen like that, you know. And look at the economy, put it by the no matter how our food import bill is, we should have farmers growing hundreds of thousands of pounds of beets and the export our yams and, you know, trying to get all these things going, the grown provision and grown food and fruits, a lot of fruits and vegetables. Because people grow kale. I was on a farm. Episode 5, I was on a farm in Erie Hill. Big up to all my Erie Hill residents, Carlos, all the guys that are in Erie Hill.
Shout out Erie Hill for sure.
These farms, I was up there, so I made a roast. Do you know you could eat beetroot leaves?
Oh, nice, it's boy, no.
It's high in fiber and iron, and they taste better than kale. You saute them down, and I pick kale and make a fresh basil vinaigrette with some orange juice, and some pimentos. You might have thousands of peppers and flavored peppers growing. You might have some spinach you picked from a vine, because you got some young persons, you offer them a $500, you show them a vine, a spinach, you don't know what it look like, you know. They may be looking for a tree, you understand?
It's true.
That's where we gotta educate them that you can spot and see, because if we shut down, can we survive? Can we go there and get food and bring it back to feed our families, feed ourselves, and ensure that we live in that. You know, go catch crayfish.
And that is a discussion that we are going to have that way next week. We must do part two, because you see me speaking about like survival, especially next week. You know, when it comes close to that time and you know the voting time. You see me speak about survival, bro, and like
like we should have more farmers and we should be supporting farmers more. It's always said, I believe that if you have 30 constituencies, you might can't get farm every constituency, but it got some constituencies that got enough land and close enough that could supply more than one constituency. Like they got places in St. Andrew and St. Peter and St. James that could supply more than one constituency. So you should always say that I feel that being by what happened with Corona, Chef, I feel that we should have concentrated on like that. We say each constituency, we were able to got like 6 week crops. So you should have got beets and carrots and cabbage and lettuce and all these things that in 6 weeks you got enough vegetables and they don't take much space to grow either. So you always saying that is a very, very good suggestion. That's saying we should be concentrating on if we can feed ourselves. That's a very good question.
Before you think, I have a friend, right? That
yes,
he was laid off from his job. His father has some land in the back of him. He plowed up some beds, about five beds, 100 feet each bed, or 200 feet, right? And he might plant cucumbers. But when he bought his seeds from the agriculture place and got plant cucumbers, right? And Martin went down there by him. This is in Lower Calton. They went down there. And he got buckets, and I started to help him pick some cucumbers. I wanted some for my kitchen, right? Before we could get within the first 25, 30 feet in the bed, he must have over 100 pounds of cucumbers, and he can sell them probably at $1 or $2. So he done made $100 already off of that 10 feet, 20 feet. And it's not the bitter cucumbers, it was nice, pretty cucumbers. And I was so impressed by that, right? That this young man pushing, that's our agriculture. He might even have lettuce. Yeah. He might give me butter bib, lettuce, and he might give me local lettuce. He might give me chive.
Lower Carrollton.
Have beetroots planted in her yard that when she's ready, because she loves beets, when she's ready, she's going to pull it. But it has showed her that you can eat the beetroot leaves too. The leaves are more nutritious.
Yeah.
With beetroot, you peel it. You get the beetroot water and you got dandruff. You can use beetroot water for dandruff
to treat dandruff. Nice. Yes.
But food plays a very, 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 very important part in our society. Yeah.
It does.
But just to look at it, that is another meal. Every meal you get to eat is a blessing here.
Yes. It's true. In more ways, I want to shout out to the force down there in Lower Carrollton and shout out to the audio men. I decided to do that in Black Rock. In Black Rock as well, there in Deacon's Farm, about 9 or 10 young men didn't get together to, and them is grow crops too. So these short crops. Correct. So it's got a lot of vegetables down here in Black Rock. Every weekend, a lot of vegetables selling, and them is selling. They decide to do it on their own. So it's good that other young people, other places doing it as well. That's very, very good. Like you said, we can't look at food as just a meal. We got a lot of look at food as a blessing. And like you said, food is served more than one purpose. For sure. That's good. Cook Caribbean Inc. People's Cook Caribbean Inc. And they're online everywhere. They're on IG. They're on Facebook. You know, you can just Google Cook Caribbean Inc. Chef, where can we find your food this week? I hope that you are still in Price Mart, and I hope that
No, man. I had to make some couple of changes to my business plan. So we're not in Price Mart again in terms of our sushi. I had a scale right down in order to increase revenue. You know, it's low on spending, right?
Yes.
So this year, last December the 2nd, we were 5 years. Cook Caribbean Inc. turned 5.
Nice. And
one of the reasons, as young people, one of the reasons why I push and start working at all is 5-diamond hotels and stuff like that. I met on my own. It was difficult, but everyone can hear this thing in real life books that you don't start to make money until after 5 years. I wanted to see for myself. So I went 5 years. I spent a lot. Corona even spurred it even more. And I say, you know what, Adrian, it's time to pull brakes, mash. I would love to get back to a safe zone, a safe that we could have at least some more gatherings. It's very difficult right now, but our business thrives on people socializing, whether it be a dinner, whether it be a wedding. Cause a lot, even though with weddings, it changed a lot because there's so much protocols at a wedding. You can't dance, you can't come together, you can't, you know, it's a lot. So then the food, and some persons push back the wedding to later. Some people may do 10 or 12 weddings per year, 15 weddings per year. No, you get one. And if you're lucky, everything scale right down because guests got to come down. A man can't have a 200, 300 bed in a gig.
True.
A man, now he got to watch his pockets too because of the virus. So he got to save money for home for his survival. So he can't spend all the money he had previously for the wedding. So you may tell where he feels. And it's got six people, the pastor and a witness, and that's it there. So you see everything scaled down drastically.
Fast.
So we look at the world, well, this thing, the world way, I guess that you could just find me on Instagram at Cook Caribbean, as you mentioned. I do rosemary footballs. I do still do sushi. I still do cooking demos online for parents and for adults too as well. I don't teach adults really how to cook, but I would just prepare like Valentine's is coming up. So I do a Valentine's meal with Chef Adrian. But our mantra, our motto is we are planting seeds, not trimming trees. So we only teach kids really hands-on from a kid's age, from 7 to 17 years old, you know, basic cooking. With permission from the COVID monitoring units and stuff like that, in terms of if you could have 5 students on a Saturday, this is what we're going to do. You know, make sure kids have the face shields, their social distance, each person have their own workstation. So there's a lot of things, and then you have to follow the protocols. You always have to follow what the government say. You know that you always look at the directives that are coming out, and you follow them. You know, ensure that, especially, you know, with being your hand sanitized, your social distancing, you know, your mask, and then kids have their own mind. When you have a child, to keep, you know, you can't separate children. And this is from experience teaching them, you know, they like to talk, they like to socialize because they don't understand technically the dangers of coronavirus. So they like to socialize. So we will get back there. I have no fear. We will get back there. That's why I slow up in order to speed up later on.
Yes, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back for part 2. We're going to talk about those 12 recipes for sure, and he talked about food and culture and history, and we are going to be diving into that as well. And you can look out for some wonderful things from Adrian and you know, we have some discussions that must be had. And like he said, we can't just look at food as a meal. Adrian,
yes please,
always my brother, you were always wonderful today. Getting so much messages, the people always love it. What I must say, the people, they must be completely transparent. This is someone that was my friend from the time we were children as well. Right. So that's where that's where the energy and that's where the chemistry feels so natural, because they honestly know him from small. So he can, yes, we are great at what we do, but it can be still honest as well. You know what I mean? We are friends. I just thank God that we happen to be friends from small, and we know going into those ages and both doing positive things and helping out the youth, you know, because we were both too vibrant young man.
Correct. Sluggy, I want to say something to
go you. Go ahead, buddy. Go ahead before you go.
And this is to you, right?
Okay.
I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for what you are doing for the youths in Barbados. I as you mentioned, I do it for over 30 years, and I'm actually in this same room that we used to come from hockey in and sleep, spend months. Where we got hockey for All Stars and stuff like that.
That's my kitchen studio that I convert. My bedroom.
Correct. I convert everything, right? But you, I've been following you on Instagram from time Facebook come to light. I've been following your work, and from me to you, for the youths, especially the young ones in Barbados. I applaud every single effort that you have done and that you are doing going forward. You, the whole Voice of Barbados team. I've been on your show previously, and you just keep pushing that envelope for kids, you know, for the youth, your vision. And from me to you, I just want to express a big mala. It's been so impressive to see the work that you've done. And where you, even the first day you joined the police force, I used to come and look for you when you were in training. Yes. I used to come and look for you, you know. So Man, you did some incredible work, man. You do some incredible work. I'm glad. I want to see you progress. I want to see you build this. And all the public that is listening, support, keep supporting the youth, keep supporting the vision, because it's sometimes for us, it's very difficult for someone else to understand our vision, you know, and then we may get a little despondent, but we have that drive that we have young persons watching us that we got to keep going. Never, my mother always said, never give up. No matter if the earth shaking left and right, don't give up. Keep holding on, keep holding faith.
Yes, and listen, right, and listen, before we go, right, and because we got my boy Bobby Tate coming in, before we go, listen, right, and Barbados, it was extremely hard there when I was young, you know, and for some reason, they deserve chances, and Adrian's mother, I used to go by Adrian's house on a weekend to go for hockey, and that weekend used to turn into 4 months. But Adrian's house, she never, ever, ever, and I mean never chased me away. She would get up every single morning, Sluggy, are you okay? What do you need? She used to always ask those questions. It wasn't just me, and it was the hard. There's one. And every morning, Adrian's mother would still say, Sluggy, Sluggers?
Yeah.
Sluggers?
Sluggy!
Sluggers, good boy, you good? And he used to make me like feel guilty and behave like, what the hell? Like, I know I'm wicked. But this woman loved me like someone else. So when they see that I survived, Adrian, when they see like not for my friends, I didn't die like not for my friends. I didn't jail, not for my friends. They see me, I can do bad same for somebody else, boy. You never know about it. But I didn't deserve it. Like, God know I don't deserve it. And I ain't a Christian or a preacher, but I just be honest, God know that I don't deserve it. But he gave me the blessing. So I thankful that the truth, that the real. So, bro, you bring tears to my eyes. I appreciate that you see the work I'm doing, brother. I appreciate that you see that I just, all I'm doing, like I always tell Ronnie, and sentence get from Ronnie too, God bless Dennis, and bigger Ronnie Eastman and Dwayne, all is do is just trying to be a good man, that's all. If the world so cruel that me trying to be a good man seem phenomenal, then I'm thankful. I hope that other young man could just try to be a good man like I am now. You understand? So we both can continue this journey at Barbados. I thank you for the support. I obviously don't know how we get in this position, but I love it. I love it. I'm pretending. I absolutely love it, Adrian. I am being fake. You know it be real, Adrian.
Correct.
Love it. I love it. I love
it's
it.
It's years, those years doing this, like years.
I pray for it. It's got over 80,000 young people in Barbados be following me my every move, brother. That ain't not a little bit of number, because Barbados only got 280,000 people, brother. You understand? So I don't know how I get the power, but I love it, and I can use it for pure good.
Yes.
That was pure good. So keep doing what you're doing. Next week, we're doing part two of this. It was a wonderful show. And we must, Edmund, Mr. Nobby Carrot was very accommodating today. The show is supposed to finish at 7:30. So we
Thank you very much,
Mr. Ronnie Carrot.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ronnie Clark. I appreciate it.
Now, we love you, my brother. This is Sluggy Dan, the agent with my rhyme. You're number one show, and I'm out.
Good night, everyone.
Yeah, man.
I lost a time or two. Why my problem kept pushing through. I couldn't see how every sign pointed straight to you. Just passing through. I like to have the time I've lost and give it back to you.